everyone, and welcome to One Controller Poor Podcast, episode 84. I'm Benjamin Yoder, here to talk to you today about video games, I guess. Mostly videos. Entirely video games. This is a video game podcast. I don't know why I keep trying to, like, act like I'm not talking about other things on here, or that I am talking about other things on here. Although, once in a while, we'll talk about anime, but I don't watch that much anime. Or even these days read as much manga. I used to read a lot of manga a long time ago, but recently, if I do have like free time, I try to do something with it, and reading manga is just like a huge time sink for me. I really like doing it, but like there are definitely like weekends where it's like, oh, I'm just gonna read like 100 chapters or more of this thing, and it's gonna be my entire weekend. I get sucked into that. Like, it's very similar to like when I like on, I think it was Saturday. Yeah, yes. Yesterday, Saturday. I'm recording this on a Sunday. I sat down. I was like, I'm going to play a couple of rounds of Smash Ultimate online. And then 5 hours later, I'm still playing Smash Ultimate online. So, yeah. Sometimes I just don't have self-control when it comes to stuff like that. Especially if I'm, like, really enjoying it. Yeah, Smash Ultimate. I'm still really enjoying it. Nothing really new to say about that other than I locked some more characters. But I still want Crom. I haven't unlocked him yet. Robin, I got Robin. I think he's considered low tier right now. But I played online with him and seemed to be doing just as well as I was doing like Smash U outside of just like kind of relearning the ropes. I'm really bad at grabbing Robin's books and sword after you use them up and then throwing them. I got pretty good at that in Smash Wii U, but in this one I still haven't gotten back in the groove of that, so... So yeah, I just gotta start memorizing how many uses of each one you can use before you toss it, and you gotta grab it and throw it. So yeah. Otherwise, not a ton of news I really want to talk about. I did watch the new No More Heroes trailer for, is it called Travis Strikes Again or Travis Returns or something like that? That's the one coming out at like the I think like mid-January or something like that. I did watch the trailer for that. There's nothing really new about that. I think I've talked about it before. But I'm definitely looking forward to checking that out. Along with, I think at the end of January as well, there's Dragon Marked for Death, which is Inti Creates' like action beat-em-up kind of thing. I really want to check that out too. I just don't know anyone who's playing it, who's going to be playing it. And I think it's like a 2-4 player co-op kind of thing. I'm sure you can play it alone. Although it's weird that they actually package it in like by character class, it seems like. So if you want to play as like the melee character or the big tanky guy, they are in one pack you can purchase. Then the other pack you purchase has like the ninja guy and the healer. It's I don't know. It's a little weird that they broke it up like that, but they're $15 each, so if you wanted to buy both, it's like $30, but I guess it depends on how much content there is in the game. But you have to kind of make a choice of as far as I understand, based off what I saw, like, you have to basically make a choice of what characters you want to play as before you buy the game, which is always kind of weird to me. I remember, like, I think it was Fire Emblem Fates. It was like you started the first like three chapters in both games playing the same thing, and then at some point they're like, okay, time to choose which path you want to go on, and then it's like, oh, you don't own the other path so you need to go buy that if you try to use the other path. It's a strange thing. But yeah, other than that though, just those two trailers, it looks pretty neat. I'll link at least the Dragon Marked for Death trailer, because I think that game looks really neat. I was calling it like a Dragon's Crown like, but my friend was like, it's more like Castlevania, and I'm like, yeah, you're right, it's more like a Castlevania kind of thing. Which multiplayer Castlevania, I'm not a big fan of Harmony of Despair. I've always wanted a good multiplayer Castlevania. I used to play the little boss, or it wasn't even like a boss rush mode. There's like in Portrait of Ruin, there's an online mode where you played five rooms with another player. Very small rooms. I never really understood why that mode was even in place. It seemed like, oh, we put a Wi-Fi logo on this, like in this game, and then we had to put something in the game, but we couldn't finish what we were trying to do. So yeah, and then there's the Castlevania mobile game, but that still hasn't come out here, and I don't know if that's even out in Japan yet. At some point I need to figure out how to do Japanese mobile games more reliably. Right now I just use like a mobile emulator, but it's kind of hit and miss whether I can or not. News-wise, I didn't really see too much otherwise. I was really excited that there's a Phantasy Star Online 2, like, anniversary costumes for Phantasy Star Zero that has, I believe his name is Kai, and the girl's name was... forget the girl's name. This main character girl from Phantasy Star Zero. There's two costumes for those, and they look cute. But it's not enough to get me to go back to Phantasy Star Online 2. I would like to play more Phantasy Star Online 2, but it's a time thing more than anything. It's like Closers. I like playing Closers a lot, but at the end of the day, it's a grindy RPG, and I have to choose wisely with those like endless content, like live games that continue to have content added to them. But yeah, kind of pretty quiet week this week. I mean, it's the holidays time, so didn't really see too much that really jumped out at me. But for the break, I have been trying to beat some games that are kind of straggling, like little stragglers around the games that I just like kind of started or got mostly through but didn't finish up. So on Saturday, I went ahead and finished up Ghost Squad, or as much as I would consider Ghost Squad, quote, finished. I think there's like another 8 levels of difficulty afterwards, but I basically played all the routes in the game, and I'm like, that's good. Like, I've seen all the routes you can go down. It's like 5 hours to do that, and for a game that, you know, lasts like 15, 20 minutes at a time, it's a bit rough to grind that out, but I really enjoyed it. I really like Ghost Squad. It's just the way I was playing it was not exactly the best way to enjoy an arcade game, but I was trying to like finish it up. And then I also finished up the Wii U version of Mighty No. 9. I was about halfway through the game. I really only needed like 30 seconds of footage for my video for Mighty No. 9, but I like Mighty No. 9 a lot and was like, I'm gonna beat this. And it was pretty funny. Like, that game has some issues with like frame rate and stuff, like I've already said in the past, and as you probably know, the Wii U version particularly. The PS4 version hitches from time to time, but it's nothing like nothing that's game breaking or anything like that. Even the Wii U one's not game breaking, but it's not pretty, that's for sure. But yeah, I did have two instances. One time I fell off the a ledge and then paused the game when I fell off, which like triggered the fade the screen out animation, and then as I paused the game, the whole screen faded out, and then I basically got soft locked on that screen, just a black screen, and I was like, okay, don't know what to do about this. And then in like this second to last level, I think actually, the game hard locked on me at some point, which was I was kind of surprised, but that game saves pretty often, and the levels are pretty short. You can get through them typically in like 10, 20 minutes. The thing that keeps it, you know, longer is if you sit there and are dying in the levels. So, and then usually by the end of the game, I'm pretty good for the most part. Usually like by the last two or three levels, I'm getting through them in one or two goes, but the final boss always gives me trouble. It seems like I always spend like an hour trying to fight the final boss and just relearn all the mechanics and muscle memory that I need to, you know, perfect to get to, not perfect, but you know, play well to get past. It's like a two-phase boss fight. It's not that hard of a boss fight, but there's this form or part in the boss fight where like there's like I guess like these two ramps that come up on the side, and the boss kind of like sits in the bottom and like spews purple gunk everywhere, and there's just like no real good way to hit him as far as I can tell. I'm sure there probably is, but I just, whenever I use the different weapons, like, none of them really feel right during that moment. So, typically what I just do is I go down there with, like, the sword weapon and just, like, sit there and swipe at the boss and just take the damage. And sometimes you can get in, like, positions where you don't get hurt, which is nice. Where, like, just the purple gunk just falls all around you instead of on it, and you just can sit there and let him spray at you while you're slicing away at him. The problem being that you have to dash to hurt him at some point, so ultimately you can't stay safe forever. But yeah, so I played through that, and still working on that video. I think I'm about halfway done with the editing on it. I may wait to put out the video a little bit. I might kind of try to get some kind of flow to creating videos and stuff that isn't just me focusing on one and then putting it out and then starting from scratch on another. So I might kind of maybe not delay it, but work on other things in the meantime. I started cleaning up the Team Innocent script a bit more, so I really only have, I think, one more edit that I need to do on it, and then I can start recording the audio version of the script, and then I can start cutting the video. So I might try to, like, stagger it. Shaman King as well is coming up on that as a video that I need to get back to. The problem is I just got to go back and beat Shaman King 2 or Shaman King Master of Spirits 2 still. So that might be on my cleanup game during the break. I have Monday like half off, and then also that morning I'm pretty much just on call if anyone needs anything. And then on Wednesday I am working that whole day, but from home. So I do have a good chunk of time to just kind of do whatever I want for the most part. So I'm going to try to, you know, mix up between editing and playing games if I can, and try to finish off some stuff. I feel like there's just a lot of like, games left around that I really need to finish up between, Kid Icarus Uprising. I still need to finish that game up, and then I have Gunstar Superheroes, which I started in the stream, which if you didn't see, I need to beat it on hard, but I'll probably beat it on hard with the other character and call it a day. And then I also need to probably start figuring out the video after Shaman King, so yeah, I'm gonna try to do some work this week on video stuff, and then also play games, but maybe not play Valkyrie Chronicles 4, which is sad. And I also kind of want to start Gun Gauge. I really have been wanting to start Gun Gauge for years, and I feel the urge, the want, and the need to play Gun Gauge. So maybe on Christmas Day, I'll be with my dad for most of Christmas Day, but maybe when I get home and alone, I'll just put Gun Gauge in and start that up and be like, yeah, I've been waiting for this for a long time. I've had Gun Gauge for about 2 years now. The initial problem I ran into was it's a PAL version I got. It was only localized in Europe, and there's the Japanese version as well, obviously. And so my PS1 that could play region-locked games couldn't display it properly. So then I ended up getting a projector that I found that supports PAL, and then I also got a European PlayStation 2. Excuse me. But then I couldn't capture it very well, and then so I kind of pushed it off again. But now that I have the FrameMeister, I don't even have to worry about that projector that I found. I can just run into the FrameMeister and then be able to capture it without any problems, hopefully. So yeah, I'm excited to play Gun Gauge. It's an interesting game. It's maybe a similar aesthetic to Castlevania 64 in some ways. Not quite, but it's from a team that eventually went to work on like the other 3D Castlevania games. Not Castlevania 64, though. Yeah. Konami, they used to put out good video games. I'd say Gun Gauge looks like a good video game, but it is a third-person shooter without dual analog stick controls, so that's as good as that can get. So, yeah. I think that's my plans for the week. And then Monday, we have the PCFXmas stream. So if you're listening to this right today or Monday tonight, probably around like 5 o'clock Pacific time, I plan on doing the PCFX stream. We're gonna play through a few games. Let me pull that list up here just so I can be specific about what games it's gonna be. Some of these are gonna be in Japanese. I'm gonna not pronounce them correctly, but that's fine. I won't be playing Team Innocent, that's for sure, because I already have a Team Innocent thing planned, and I've already streamed Team Innocent in the past, so I don't really want to travel that same ground. I'm gonna be streaming Angelique and Wonderland, which I think is like a mini game collection kind of thing, and then Arubareya no Otome, which is, I think, is like a strategy RPG with Otome elements. Blue Breaker, which is a RPG with dating sim elements. And then we're going to skip Galaxy for All in Yuna because I already streamed a little bit of that, and it would probably be the same thing of me just playing through the beginning of that. I need to sit down and just play through all of it at some point. And then also Ojo-sama Sosamu, which I think is like a Lady Cop or something like that. And I think I might start with that one because that one probably is the most interesting to me so far, or maybe like the easiest to jump into, because it's pretty much just like a, I think it's like a maze game almost. So we'll start with that and then kind of work our way through. I'm not sure how long the stream will be. We'll also maybe look at some Anime Freak stuff, volume 1 and volume 3. But yeah, I'm not sure how long that will be. But if you want to check it out, Monday, 5 o'clock Pacific. So yeah, and then also there will be a Ghost in the Shell standalone complex stream on Thursday as well. I guess while we're talking about streams, I'll go ahead and mention that I'll be starting that game. I expect it to maybe take like 5 or 6 streams to get through. Let's do a fortune cookie. It's been a long time since we've done a fortune cookie, and this episode feels fairly blank, or not blank, but just kind of light on content. Gonna click around a little bit. Let's see what kind of fortune. Oh my gosh. I don't know how much I'm able to talk about this game. The fortune cookie I got was Aiden Chronicles the First Mage for Nintendo 64. Just a heads up, because I should explain it. If you haven't been here for the fortune cookies before, the fortune cookie section is essentially where I grab a random game out of my collection using the fortune cookie feature on Backloggery and just grabs a random game out of my collection and try to talk about it. Aiden Chronicles the First Mage is a game I don't know how much I could talk about, because I maybe only put like 2-3 hours into it because it was so difficult to jump into. Nintendo 64 is not a console known for its RPGs. Quest 64 is the one I can think of off the top of my head. But otherwise, like, it's not like the GameCube where there's like 4 or 5 really good ones. I think there's no particularly good RPG on 64, but maybe somebody Ogre Battle is one that I think people say is good. The Ogre Battle series. The Aiden Chronicles is like a Western RPG where you like, I guess you'd call it like a, it's not really like a strategy RPG, but like when you get in combat, you like basically get teleported into this arena, and you can all move around this arena and then like act and like slice things and stuff. Like you could walk over, it's a turn-based thing, so you control each character independently and they got to walk over to an enemy and then hit them. But it's just so slow. Like each battle starts with both sides on the opposite sides of this arena, and they have to kind of like slowly walk over to each other. It's really bizarre. And then there's like a really large overworld, or at least what feels like a really large overworld, which feels very strange for like Nintendo 64 era games. Like Hyrule Field and Ocarina of Time is big, but it's not like huge or detailed. It's pretty packed. Aiden Chronicles, just the overworld kind of feels like it just goes forever. It's a weirdly ambitious game, but it just plays really slow. But it is more of a Western RPG than a JRPG. I think it was THQ made it. So yeah, I'd really like to get into it at some point. I would love to get back to it. I picked it up a while ago, but I don't know. I don't think I'll ever love Aiden Chronicles. Hybrid Heaven might be another good one. Some people might consider a good RPG on the Nintendo 64, but it's also like a fighting game thing. That's kind of weird. I don't know. I need to sit down and maybe look at all the Nintendo 64 RPGs at some point and see how many exceptions there are. Because Quest 64 and Aiden Chronicles are the two that typically stick in my mind. And then Ogre Battle's kind of like, oh yeah, that video game. And I don't know if I'll ever play Ogre Battle. I just something about it when I look at it, it's like, it looks like a video game, and I don't really want to play it. I'm not sure why. Aiden Chronicles, however, doesn't look like a video game, so I want to play it. No, it does look like a video game. I don't know what it is about it. Maybe the ambition, or like the scope and scale of it for a Nintendo 64 game. It just seems like a massive game on a console that shouldn't have a massive game. At least not presented in like a full 3D world that you're like running around and stuff. I don't know. Go take a look at it. Maybe I'm overhyping it, but yeah, Aiden Chronicles is a game. That's as much as I can say right now, considering I haven't played through it entirely. So I guess that's going to be it this week. Thanks for coming. Sorry, it's a little bit of a what's it called episode. Was not a lot of content, I feel like, other than me just being like, I played the video games. Also, I'm going to stream in the near future. Please watch my streams. It's so much easier to stream when somebody's there talking to you. because then you don't have to sit there and like try to think of things to say all the time. Although maybe it'll be harder with PCFX games. Like PCFX games are all in Japanese, so you know, good chance that I'll just sit there and be lost for like 30 minutes to an hour trying to figure out what the heck to do in a game and have no idea. But yeah, hopefully we'll have a good time. Probably just gonna wing it on the length of it, just kind of feel it out, do what feels right, and go from there. But yeah, so I think the one thing I can say is that I am going to try to get like an end of the year article thing. I don't think it'll be a list because like last year I did like a top five good and bad feelings or something about 2017. I didn't really like that thing very much, but I do kind of like the idea of like going back over the year and summing it up. So maybe I'll try to find something a bit more article-y that just kind of talks about 2018 and sums up my 2018 and any thoughts I have on gaming and then some other stuff, just like if there are any games that I didn't really talk about throughout the year. There's a few that just like I just kind of barely touched on and never really did any content for. Maybe just kind of ring those thoughts out while I still can, while they're still in my mind, because there's some games like it gets to the point where it's like I don't really have enough to say about this game other than this one thing, and it's not really worth an article or a video, so I just make like a tweet about it on Twitter, and it feels bad doing it that way, I guess. So yeah. Otherwise, I think this is like 2 days Sunday. This is like 2 days before Christmas, and then if you have other holidays this week, I hope you enjoy your holidays, and hope you have a good time. Get some video games, let me know. I'd be curious to hear what kind of video games you get. It's always exciting. I got Gunstar Superheroes from Anthony. Thank you, Anthony. It was a beautiful gift. That's gonna be it. Thank you guys, and have a great holiday. One Controller Port Podcast. I meant to say onecontrollerport.com. I need to emphasize my stuff more often. There's a website there. It has stuff on it. If you haven't read it yet, you should go read it. Thanks. Bye.